Welcome back. That's my cover song. It sucked. Hey, that sucked, Matt. Wasn't very good. Welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host. And today, I'm angry. I'm angry because some shit happened last week that should not have happened. I don't know that I've been this furious about anything in my entire life. That's not true, but that'll help illustrate how angry I am. And I'm going to be blinking a lot this episode because I just cut up some onions and my eyes are juicy now. Very juicy eyes because I just cut up onions. And I'm hungry and I'm going to eat soon. But I wanted to record the episode first. But why am I so off track already? Doesn't matter. Dictionary.com, they just tweeted a couple days ago, new word alert, supposedly, which is an adverb meaning as may be assumed, imagined, or supposed, is one of 600 words we just added to dictionary.com. Now, why does that make me mad? Because that's a fucking mispronunciation of supposedly. I've done a whole episode on this before. I had a stupid teacher, Mrs. Stout, Chunky Monkey Mrs. Stout, used to always say supposedly and pacifically. My economics teacher. And that's just not correct. And now, and what does dictionary.com do? There's so many idiots out there who don't have a firm grasp of the English language. They say, hey, let's just make it a word. Let's just change the rules. Let's just move the goalpost because there's so many idiots. So instead of correcting them, let's just add it to the dictionary. And I, and my blood pressure is rising just thinking about this. So today we're going to talk about some of these words that you've been getting wrong. You've probably gotten some words wrong. And by the way, I've gotten maybe one or two words wrong in my life in terms of meaning or in terms of the way you pronounce it, or that's it, how you spell it maybe. But I don't do anything common. You know why? I don't use words unless I know what they mean most of the time. If I'm doing stuff off the top of my dome, sometimes I'll say a word that I don't mean. I've made flubs like that on the show before. But I always look up shit, especially if it's a common thing. And I have people I know that I use some of these things, and it's embarrassing for everyone. So let's go through them, because we're in the 21st century, people, and we're still getting supposedly wrong. Supposedly. How did... Calm down, Matt. Calm down. Now, that's the one we need to start with. Now, what does supposedly mean, do you ask? According to what is generally assumed or believed. So you would say, supposedly he said this. But some stupid numbskull idiots say supposedly because they've never taken an English class and never thought twice about the words that are coming out of their mouth, and no one's ever corrected them. So they say supposedly. Very stupid. Sorry, I'm angry. Now everyone's just saying that it's a word that has distinct meaning. And now Merriam-Webster's saying it now too. Supposedly blah, 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 blah. What does supposedly mean? That's where things are pretty tricky. You know, most users supposedly appears to have a meaning that is distinct from supposedly, having the intended meaning of capable of being conceived of. Yeah, so it is a word. Okay, so fine. Supposedly is a word, but it doesn't mean what supposedly means. It's just dummies who haven't done their homework. Is my... I think my stove is on. One sec. Yep, I was right. Oh, hey, overcooked the broccoli. I overcooked the fucking broccoli. Nice work, idiots. God, I'm stupid. Now my blood's boiling even harder. Do you guys like my hat, by the way? I look pretty stylish, like a cowboy. Next one that drives me insane is should've. People say should've. And now, does that make a shred of sense? No, it doesn't. We're just jumping in, okay? My broccoli's gut burning. I'm wearing a cool hat. People's dictionaries sucks. And I'm out of my element. Classic Matt. Should of doesn't mean a goddamn thing. It's should have. You know where people got should of from is because they got it wrong thinking of the contraction, which is should have. SHOULD'VE, should have. And people think that means should have, but that's not what that means. Now, is it? And I've seen so many people in the age of 32 to 37 that use this. Hey, don't do that. And this is our little secret. I'm just telling you guys about this so that you are informed and you don't make the same mistakes that these idiots that I know do. And if you haven't making these mistakes, it's our little secret. I won't tell anyone. I'm just giving you the inside scoop, okay? Next one. Could care less. I could care less. I could care less if he... I could care less if he dies. Oh, really, dude? Then why don't you care less if he dies? Oh, really, dude? If you could care less, then care less. I don't need you to tell me you could care less. Just do it. That's not correct. It's I couldn't care less. I could not possibly care less is what you're supposed to say. If you could care less, then you would care less. And I guess you may be in a situation in where you'd say that. I could care less about that. Maybe if it's something you care some little bit about. Oh, there's no more pineapples at Ralph's anymore. Oh, I could care less. But that doesn't make any sense, you stupid numbskull. The next two on the list, they're not really, they're just the way people spell. I'm going to be a grammar Nazi here. Sorry, I'm going to be a grammar Nazi because it's necessary. But the whole your, there, and there debate, as you guys have got to educate yourselves. The fact that people don't know the difference, it takes 4 seconds to learn the difference between these words. And you haven't taken the time to do it. No one does. It happens in these are the most common. These happen to me in text messages all the time, in emails, in tweets. I see them all the time. Let's start with your and your. Your is possessive. I'm saying your jacket. That is your house. You own that. Your family. Your shoes. Your apartment caught fire. Now, the other one is your. YOUR'RE. That one means you are. Hey, you're a bastard. Hey, you're the father. Hey, you're ugly. And you know how you know that? Is because the apostrophe takes the place of the A in this circumstance. You are is the way to remember that. It's the easiest thing in the world to remember. But yet, people purposely don't do it. Hey, I'm an idiot. I'm going to proclaim to the world how I'm an idiot. And Merriam Grammar's stopping website, Dexter's Wiptionary, is going to change the dictionary for that too. And it doesn't fucking matter what we say. And language doesn't mean anything anymore. Next is there, and there. There, same as your, T-H-E-I-R, means there, a group of people. Their castle. Their chlamydia. Their home-style fries are very good. Then you have T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, which means they are. Oh, they're assholes. They're impotent. They're unable to provide a reasonable explanation for why I didn't get a plus one to the wedding. And then you have there, which is a place. I couldn't go there. T-H-E-R-E. There is a bad. That's there. There. I don't want to go there. Hello there. Look it up if this is a bad explanation. It's not that hard. It takes you 14 seconds to actually understand it.
Next one on the list, and this is another Mrs. Stoutism. Thanks, Mrs. Stout, teaching our youth. Specifically versus pacifically. Now, if you say pacifically, you are a moron. You're a moron. Pacifically means specifically. You know when I stopped saying pacifically? When I was about 5 or 6, I found out there was an S in front of specifically. And I go, oh, it's not pacifically anymore. And I remembered it forever. You know why? Because I thought I was an idiot for thinking it was pacifically. Pacifically would be on the ocean. Specifically is where everything is clear and precise. I specifically asked you not to do that. Hey, pacifically, I live pacifically. I live on the West Coast. I live pacifically. I also live specifically, very clear and precise. Like, why is the education system failing us, people? I'm going to come off as so holier than thou in this episode. I'm going to look like such a dickhead asshole. And that's fine. That's just going to be the way it is because I'm tired of this shit. It's not my fault you guys are stupid. It's not my fault that people are getting on Twitter and emails and saying there instead of there or your instead of your. Get Grammarly. It's an app that plugs into your Google Chrome and it spell checks everything and it makes sure your word uses are correct and your sentences are formatted correctly. It even tells you the mood that your emails are being typed in. It's fantastic, frankly. And it's so easy, right? That's what they call it, Grammarly. It's easy, right? For all intents and purposes, is what you're supposed to say. Yeah, for all intents and purposes, we'll just call it the Bear King. I don't know what that means, but that's a sentence I said. Now, what idiots say is for all intensive purposes. And that's just simply not correct. If you don't believe me, look it up. If you don't believe me, look it up. I'm doing your homework for you. I'm doing your homework for you. We're not having intensive purposes. We're having intents and purposes for all intents and purposes. Now, doesn't that make more sense when you use it in a sentence?
Essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside.
But what is that? Oh, that was weird. Weird episode today, folks. That's what you got into. Stop. Here's the next one. Stop putting the X in espresso and in especially. It's not especially. There's no C in it. There's no X in it. It's not especially. I especially liked it when he told us that the Duke of Yorkshire had a crumpet on his lips. And that sentence sucks too. But that's not how you say it. It's especially. I especially loved the dancing at the end of the wedding. Now that makes sense. Hey, are you thirsty? Would you like a cup of coffee? Yeah. Do you have any espresso? No. Hey, it's not shipping in FedEx. He's not shipping it through DHL or UPS. It's an espresso. There's no X in it. Look it up, Dingleberry. You're not trying to espresso yourself. I would like to espresso myself in this situation. No, it's espresso, you dense idiot. And hopefully, I'm speaking to nobody. Hopefully, you guys are listening going, Matt, we know. You think we're that stupid? Matt, do you really think we're that stupid? Oh, crap. I forgot I was supposed to do a trivia thing today. Whoops. Whoopsie. Wow, what a mess. Sorry, T. Meyer. I was on with my tax guy today. I'm doing taxes now. And let's talk about that for a sec because taxes suck. Taxes are the worst. American taxes suck. And that's all I need to say about that. But I was on the phone with him for way longer than I thought it was going to be. And I was supposed to do a trivia thing with my friend who signed me up for something that I didn't sign up for. So T, that's your fault. But then I forgot. I could have joined late, I guess. But whatever. Who cares? I'm filming this. It's been a busy week. I'm a busy week kind of guy. And that's why I'm so scatterbrained right now. And that's why I'm so blood red angry that you guys don't know how to say words correctly. Um, Irregardless. What is that? Although, actually, this one may have been added to the dictionary as well. Yeah. So people have been, so I guess it could be, it's a non-standard word. So technically, I guess it's a word because people get it wrong so much, irregardless. That just sounds like a double negative. It doesn't make any sense. Don't say it. Hey, just don't say it. How about that? It's a non-standard word. Doesn't make sense. And it originated from Western Indiana. So I can blame my people for this. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, irregardless was first acknowledged in 1912 by the Wentworth American Dialect Dictionary as originating from Western Indiana, though the word was in use in South Carolina before Indiana became a territory. So Indiana people, Hoosiers, you suck. You suck. And that, maybe that's why I've heard this one so many times. Maybe you've never heard this, but I've heard it a lot and it pisses me off. Just say regardless. Just say regardless. Here's a sentence for you. I would like to go to the Olive Garden tonight. And now, can you tell me what's wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with that sentence. I would like to go to the Olive Garden tonight. Oops, you put the in front of Olive Garden. It's not a specific garden for olives. We're not going to a one place that exists. It's just a bunch of olives in a garden, because that's not right. It's not the Olive Garden. It's just Olive Garden. It's like Applebee's. I'm going to the Applebee's. No, you're not. You're going to Applebee's because that's the name of the restaurant. Look up Olive Garden. Do you see a the in front of it? Probably not. Imagine if you said, we're going to the Burger King. What? Hey, we're going to the Dairy Queen to pick up some blizzards. That doesn't make any sense. So why would saying the Olive Garden make sense? It doesn't, because it's not the name, and that's a stupid one to get mad about, but it's not, though, because it's not the Olive Garden. It's just Olive Garden. We're going to Olive Garden. When you're here, your family. Olive Garden. I should be a voice actor or something. God, I'm so talented. Bonuses. I don't know if this qualifies under grammar or just pure stupidity, but dollar signs and percentage signs. And I can't believe we have to go over this in today's day and age. But the dollar sign goes before the number. You guys know that, right? Because in several emails and tweets I've seen lately, someone actually put in an email $50. One of my friends texted me. One of you guys DM'd me, I think on my What the Heck account. And you put $50 sign, as in $50. Hey, that's not how it works. It goes dollar sign, 50. Always has, always will be that way. You got it mixed up with the percentage, because the percentage comes after the word 50%. It doesn't go percent 50. You guys are switching them around. That's not how it works. $50, put the dollar sign before. Same thing with pounds, I think, if you're British and listening to this. Percentage always goes after 60%. Not hard. Couple bonuses. This goes for the British people that listen. You know who you are. Color and favorite don't have U's in them. And I know you guys will say, oh, we're inventing the language. We can do what we want to do. We can put a U in our words if we want to do it. You can't tell us what to do. We invented the language and we'll do it the way we want to do it. No. You're not. You know why? Because we made it better. Americans are all about efficiency. We said, oh, hey, you have an extra U in this word? In two of these words? Nope. Knock them out. We don't need them. We don't need a U in there. You know why? It's not doing anything. Color, I don't use the U in that. Knock it out. Favorite, and it's not favorite, it's favorite. Knock it out. No, but I quite like having it in there. I don't care. It's a waste of space. You're just causing more time for you to write down words now. British people and probably Canadians and Australians as well. You people were taking too long writing your couple of words there. So to me, it's preference. To me, do what you want. To me, do what you want. However, use in color and favorite, stupid. It looks stupid. And that's more of a personal preference thing. Now, finishing off, I want you to think of a car brand that is a big cat, a panther, some would call it. Is it in your head? The Jacksonville Jaguars, right? The Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's the name of the car, a Jaguar. Some people call it a Jaguar. More British people. Jaguar sounds stupid. And this isn't to tell you how to pronounce it. Pronounce it however you want. I just have to say, Jaguar sounds stupid. And that's how we're, and that's all I have to say. My brain's broken today. Hey, my brain's broken. And my eyes are juicy because I cut up onions. And so my eyes are just juicing a little bit. And I'm thrown off. What a crazy week. Lesson is, folks, download Grammarly. This isn't, hey, this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Grammarly. Grammarly helps idiots understand the English language. The whole point is, instead of getting smarter, technology is making us lazier. Technology is bringing us to a point where, and just society in general is bringing us to a point where, instead of encouraging people to do their homework and be smarter and seek out new information, we're just going, nah, we'll just change the rules to make life easier for you. And that's ridiculous. The fact that supposedly is being added to the dictionary.com or Webster's Merriam-Webster book is just, it's discouraging. Because where does it end? Where do we stop doing this stuff? And now, is this really the biggest thing deal in the world? No, but it is infuriating because it's just, why? Let's invent new words. That's not this one. Takes 3 seconds to learn these things. And I'm just annoyed by it. And that is a cause for me to turn around and look at you guys and go, what the heck? The word's not supposedly, it's supposedly. So that's that. And I gotta go. I gotta wipe up my juicy eyes and eat my food and my soggy broccoli that I mucked up. And that's it. I'll talk to you guys next week. If this episode sucked, please tell me. It probably did. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Don't forget to like and subscribe, by the way. Keep sharing with your friends and all that stuff, whatever. Send clips to your friends. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do. But subscribe and leave a nice review on Apple or whatever. I'll see you guys later. All right, good boy.